Reading files. The Late Homecomer, a Hmong family memoir by Keokalia Yang, page 172. Extract 1. The Second Leaving.
Grandma was angry. My father wanted to leave for America. At first, she had tried to reason with him. She used his given name. She said, "B, you cannot leave the camp, because I am your mother, and I do not want to go to a new land where they will cut my body when I die." "B, you cannot leave the camp, because when you are sick and away from me, I will not be able to do anything." "B, you cannot leave the camp, because in America you must work, and how will you work when you do not know the words they speak to you?" "B, you cannot leave the camp, because in America a woman controls a man, and I do not want to see my son the slave of a woman." "B, you cannot leave the camp, because I do not want to go to a new world so far away. I cannot start a new life. I would not know how. I would just wait to die. When I die, my spirit would not be able to find its way across the ocean, to Thailand, to Laos, to the place underneath the platform of the bed in my old house, where the shirt that carried me into the world was buried." My father, in an exasperated voice that grown men can use with their mothers, responded to her pleas with rational arguments. "Mother, there is no life here for me or anyone else. The Thai people do not want us here. Mother, we have no country to go back to. Mother, you gave birth to me. You wanted to give me a chance at life. That life was ruined by the war. Now I have two girls. What would happen to me in America is not as important as what would happen to my girls here. You love me. I love my daughters as you love me, Mother." Grandma told my father about the years in the war and the years after the Americans left, when they were in the jungle. She reminded him, like poor mothers the world over, of how she had raised him. She told him that my grandfather had died, leaving him when he was 2 years old. She told him that all her life she had been an orphan, that all the people she had loved had left her, that she always thought someday, when she left the world of the living behind, her children would not be alone, because they would have each other. She told him how much a mother loved her children, how she, a mere woman, had always worked hard to keep them together, how it had always been this thought of holding children together that kept her alive.
Extract 2. Adapting to America.
There was so much I had never been exposed to. The technology of email, the protocol for choosing among forks at a multi-course meal, and the rigors of an academic program that tried to teach the merits of debate, arguing issues as a way of meeting them in the world, was so foreign to me, so unlikable, so false, and time to simply be myself. I explored myself as a cultural identity and as a Hmong person on a college campus. I explored how it was to be first generation, financially challenged, and living within the American immigration experience. I started to understand one of the many truths that governed life. By documenting our deaths, we were documenting our lives. The Hmong had died too many times, and each time their deaths had gone unwritten. There were no testimonies. The witnesses grew old, and they died, and life continued as if they had never lived. I didn't want this to happen to my grandma, to this woman I adored, whom I could not imagine not loving forever. I wanted the world to know how it was to be Hmong long ago, how it was to be Hmong in America, and how it was to die Hmong in America, because I knew our lives would not happen again.